Aaron Hammond. This is from No More Than a Bubble by Jamel Brinkley. Iris was holding something out to me. Something real, but I couldn't quite grasp whatever it was. "Here's what I want to know," I said, and then blurted. "Have you ever made love in the grass?" She frowned and opened her mouth to reply. But then, a thin, straw-colored dog appeared from between two parked cars. Claudius, startled, let Sybil's bike fall to the ground. When the dog began to growl and bark, we tried to get around it. It didn't move well, but was able to stay in front of us. It may have been rabid. Some of its pink skin showed through its patches of fur, and in the glow of the streetlight, it looked like a mix of hyena and pig. Its roomy eyes gleamed, the sound of its growling nearly subliminal. I kept my eyes fixed on it. Though the night air had cooled, waves of heat pounded my head. My teeth clenched and my chest tightened. The dog edged closer, ready at any moment to spring at us as we backed away. Claudius cradled the fez against his chest and cursed under his breath. He slipped behind the rest of us and used us as his shield. I lifted Iris's bike ready to throw it, but then Sybil rushed at the dog and kicked its snout. The dog listed for a moment, whined in a way that seemed almost grateful, and then fell over. Iris joined her, and before it was over, they gave several more solid kicks, aimed at the dog's head and shriveled belly. Then the animal wasn't moving or breathing. All of its wildness had been extinguished. I turned my back, even though the violence was done, but odd little murmurs from the girls, disturbing sounds, still reached my ears. Someone's arms wrapped tightly around me. My own arms, I realized. Not far from where I stood, Claudius's mouth gaped wider and wider